Chris Jacobs here, and it is time for our special guest to join us. So she is a singer-songwriter, originally heralding out of Greenwich in London. She sings the likes of genres of soul, R&B, gospel, jazz, reggae, soft rock, literally the genres go on. And apparently I've been getting her name wrong all morning. But Soraya Hardin, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you. Feeling blessed. Thank you for inviting me onto the show.
That's all right. Anytime. I want to get straight into how do you identify so many genres? That's literally just reading it off there. There's so many.
Do you know what? I would say my music. I don't really fit into a genre per se. I sing a lot of different stuff because I like a lot of different stuff. Yeah, I mean, from your whole Fleetwood Mac, Sade,
yeah, I know
Mary
what you mean.
J. You know, my music, I'd more call it kind of like alternative soul.
Okay.
Because I've got a soul voice, but when I write, it's really what comes out at the end. And a lot of the time, there's a lot of influences in there. So that's how the overlap happens in terms of different genres, because I kind of fuse stuff. That's why.
Oh, that's fair enough. I totally get it, because I'm exactly the same. Because one minute I could be, as you said, listen to the likes of Fleetwood Mac, but then 5 seconds later I could hit shuffle and Drake could be on.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no putting me in a box.
That's the best way to be. You literally want an open mind with it.
Yeah.
Massively. Before the music, have you, like, since lockdown's lifted, have you been able to, like, gig, or you've been able to, like, have you been able to get out, or anything in terms of your musical, or just social-wise, have you been able to do anything?
Musically, not as yet, but we are in the place of sort of taking bookings and stuff like that, because obviously we just sort of opened up and that. I'm more sort of writing at the moment. Going out wise, and you know, I am going to be meeting up with some friends later. I'm Ooh. Quite excited about that.
Is it a cocktail evening? Is it a girls' cocktail evening?
Well, actually, we're going to go to lunch at the Royal Naval College. A couple of my old school friends that I still keep in touch with. So we're going to just meet up and catch up. We tend to do that every few months. Yeah.
Well,
so,
yeah. Obviously, it's been a struggle to do, hasn't it, over the last year or so. To do that type of thing.
Totally.
But back onto your music, what was it like growing up in Greenwich and the opportunity you had to, like, kind of start your career, and where was it all started?
Okay, well, it's funny because I don't know if you'd call it my career started from then, but my interest and passion in music sort of started from school.
Okay.
I went to a really good primary school, and we had access to a lot of brass instruments, and I was part of the school choir, and then I used to play the trumpet and the tenor horn.
Oh yeah,
as part of the school band, and I was exposed to opportunities with like the Youth Philharmonic Orchestra, and from that, I grew up in church. Pentecostal church, and I was on the choir there, from the youth choir, and then went up into the older choir there, and that kind of influenced me. We had had a group that we called Dynamite, me and a couple of my friends. That was in my teens, and I used to pen songs along with my friends in that, and we did a lot of like local stuff, the Albany Empire, Riverside Centre, places like that, locally in southeast London, local festivals, things like that. We were given opportunities there. And so from there, it just sort of grew. And I've always sort of written, you know, on my own. Kind of went on a hold for a while, had my children, had to go to university, ended up with sort of 2 degrees at the end of all that years of study, because obviously you have to support the children.
Yeah, definitely. Of course you do. How hard was it, that decision to leave music behind?
It wasn't really a decision, it's just life happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
thing. But I picked it back up again when I was living in Barbados. I lived in Barbados for about 20 years.
Oh, lovely part of the world.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very patriotic. That's my heritage. And it is lovely. I'm very fortunate to have that as a heritage. And from there, just sort of ad hoc, by chance, went into the studio just to sort of jam with some friends. And from there, I'd written a song. And as we're saying, we just jammed. And that was my first single that was born at that time, which was called Looking for Diamonds.
Yep.
And then, you know, life sort of influenced that song, I'd have to say. I was listening to a lot of Stevie Nicks, Mary J. Blige, Music Soul Child, stuff like that. And that kind of influenced my writing there in terms of structure and the way I wanted that to sound. And then my friend at the time, who was an established artist, she had a lot of input in the arrangement of that song.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody called Corey Jordan, he was responsible for the instrumental for that awesomely talented young man there in Barbados. And you know, that really restarted my musical career. That was in 2015. Until I relocated back here to London. My brother and my son, they live in Spain, and they're both musicians, producers, singer-songwriters.
Oh, wow.
As well, and they really encouraged me.
A very talented multicultural family then.
Yeah, I have to say, we're all musicians, my nieces, nephews, singers, songwriters, as well as, you know, well, they live for music. I unfortunately have to still have the day job.
at the moment, wait for everything to take off, and then
you have
to give it up.
You know, if it's God's will, yeah.
You'll get there. But you performed for the likes of, like, backing vocals for Errol Kennedy and Otis Redding Jr. How was that?
Oh, that was awesome, because Otis Redding Jr., that happened in Spain, and I was able to do the backing vocals for that in a... I can't remember the venue there, but that was just, I was like, when my brother, as I said, is established and he's known very well on the Costa del Sol, and that opportunity came to him and he asked me to come over and be part of the backing vocal setup, and I was just like, of course.
Absolutely. You know, the opportunity straight away.
I'll jump to that, mate, I'll tell you. And then with Errol Kennedy, you know, I got a call from him. I know him separately through family connections as well. And he asked me to do that, and that was at the O2, because he sort of, how would I put the word, you know, sort of bringing back up his band again. It wasn't the full Imagination band, but there were some of them in there. And we just sort of did that at the O2, and we were the headliners, and it was really great, fabulous opportunity. You can imagine being able to perform at the
O2. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so that was really, 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 really good. And that's something that I am hoping to get a bit more involved in. You know, I am a lead singer, but, you know, I have no problems in being in the background of an established artist that stage.
You'll take, especially if you go into the O2, you'll take anything you can get.
I'll take it.
Literally anything you could get. So, Midnight Alone, let's talk about that, your new single. What's this all about? Where's your inspiration? Where's it coming from?
Well, that song, I would have to say that song is really an adaptation. The original songwriter, his name's Christopher Smith, stage name IJ Chris, and so I get sent loads of music to write to, people wanting me to write and do stuff like that. But I work very closely with Coffee and Cream, somebody called Christopher Hills. And he is like my mentor, my friend, my everything, really. And he sent me this track and he said to me, you know, Soraya, have a look at it, see what you can do with it. And I was like, oh, I really love it. So I was just going to, like, cover it. And he was like, no, you're not going to cover it, you're going to rewrite it. And I was like,
well, that's a challenge.
Okay. Yeah, I thought, and it was a challenge because the backing vocals were stuck in the mix Yeah, so I had to basically write around backing vocals that could not be removed. So I had to write in a way that it made sense for the backing vocals that were stuck in the mix. I was really fortunate as well to be able to work with the original producer for that, somebody called Richard Burton,
okay.
who is an awesome instrumentalist and producer, and we work really well together. So basically, I adapted it. Chris's song was more about, it was called Midnight Cry, and it was more about, oh, I'm here on my own in the midnight, well, how could this happen to me, and all of that. And I was sort of like, okay, well, you must know what you've done to her for that to happen. Yeah.
Something's happened on the line.
Exactly. But Midnight Alone is really about someone saying, you know, well, Chris is saying that, but I'm saying, actually, well, I'm not saying it. And the person that's going through it is saying, I actually don't want to do this no more. I deserve more.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is the case for a lot of women and men. You know, sometimes you just get to a stage where, actually, I'm not doing this anymore. I deserve more. You know, you can look at laying blame and all that sort of stuff. But it's not really about blame. It's about you lifting your head up and rising above it. Or when I say lifting, sometimes you have to drag yourself up.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
Yeah,
drag yourself up.
Drag yourself up. But it can be done, you know. And it's just really supposed to put across that message that this person sort of decided they're not doing this anymore. And, you know, that, you know, they're alone at midnight, and you don't know what it feels like being alone at midnight. They need a melody for way past midnight. It's not just about on the night. It's about, I need you there.
I need you there at 3-4 in the morning, more like.
I need you there when I need you.
Yeah.
And that's what that song's about. Yeah.
That sounds brilliant. But one last thing before you go. Future plans. What are we looking at for Soraya Harding in, say, the next 6 months to a year? What can we see?
Well, you know, I'm going to be writing a lot more. I've got an EP that I'm trying to put together in between putting out singles. It just seems every time I try and write a song for the EP, another single comes up in my mind and we put that out. But, you know, I'm writing, you know, Sam Cooke says, you know, you can always write a song. You just need to, like, look around you. And that's usually my inspiration. But I am really interested in trying to put together a band now so that I can perform live. I love live as opposed to the PA tracks. I'm really interested in doing festivals and, you know, stuff where I can interact with people. You know, I'll still do the pubs and clubs, but, you know, I'd like to travel. And as I said to you earlier, I'm trying to get bookings, stuff like that, as lockdown has now been lifted.
Finally.
So, It's you know, writing singles, writing my EP, which is themed, and trying to get a band together. And, you know, Midnight Alone and my other two singles are also available on Bandcamp, iTunes, and all those download and streaming places.
There we go. All those places. You did my job for me. I didn't even have to plug you.
Ah!
There we go. You should maybe do my job for a shift.
Oh, you never know, mate. You need to move over, Chris.
Exactly. Maybe I'll take your job for a gig. We'll see how it goes. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Soraya.
Okay. Thanks so much for inviting me, and you stay blessed and just keep yourself safe.
You too.
And that goes out to all the listeners as well. And anybody that has listened to my song, you know, thank you so much. You have no idea.
Yeah, well, they're going to listen to it after the news. I'm going to play that after the news.
Ah, fabulous. Right. Thank you so much.
That's right. Thank you, Soraya. Take care.
All right, you too. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.